It's a lovely afternoon, sunny, not too hot, a perfect time to be outside and discover Singaporean cuisine and traditional games. It's Singapore's farewell gift to France. After 3 months of art exhibits, dance and theater performances, musical concerts, films, contemporary design exhibits, seminars, workshops, and not just in Paris, but all over France, our friends the Singaporeans are saying so long. The Singapore and France Festival was organized to celebrate the 50 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. 2015 marks the founding of the modern Singaporean city-state 50 years ago. Here's Cheryl Koh from Singapore's National Heritage Board.
It's been a great festival. We have got very good reception from the French people, and we're very, very happy and also very heartened by the support. Well, the festival really brings together arts, culture, you know, even down to today's food that we're showing to the French people, because our French friends here really love their food, and so do Singaporeans. So we have been showing, you know, to the French people things like theatre, we've been showing contemporary art, visual art as well, dance, you know. So now we're winding down towards the end of the festival where we want to have a little bit more fun, you know, and today we are really on the river, which is so beautiful with the perfect, you know, weather, and we're actually going to present to France very traditional street food cooked by our students. And we are presenting food like chicken rice, we have satay, we have a fried noodle called mee goreng, we have got something sweet to drink, and also a dessert. So it's really street food that Singaporeans will eat, and we hope that the French people will love the flavors that we're bringing over here.
I think that they will. I think, well, the French are a little scared of spicy, but
no, we've adapted it. We know that. Yeah, we've made sure that, you know, our French friends here will be able to take everything that we've brought with us today.
One of the things about Singapore, which for me is heartening and positive, is their full-on embrace of multiculturalism. The country has four official languages, English, Mandarin, Malay, and Tamil, and quite happily combined traditions from all cultures into a big melting pot which they have made their own. One very traditional dish in Singaporean cuisine, a veritable hymn to their multiculturalism, is rojak, a mix of fruits, vegetables, tofu, prawns, served with a sweet and spicy sauce. Singaporeans like to refer to themselves as rojak.
Rojak because we are really a mismatch of cultures in Singapore. I mean, we were a migrant society, we still are, and we have people coming from different kind of countries, and we've made Singapore our home. And the people we have brought with us, you know, really things that came from perhaps from China, from India, Malay, but when in Singapore we made it, you know, our own. So we are kind of like a mismatch, which is what rojak is about. It's a mixture of things, a mixture of ingredients with very strong flavors, and we are a little bit like that.
The food at the festival on the Seine was prepared by students from Singapore's Temasek Polytechnique. I asked Gary Lem Hock Seng, the head of the school's cooking department, if cooking for French people wasn't a bit frightening for the students.
No, not really. We already trained them. We have many training at home, and we also have already invited many of our French lecturer to come and give feedback to our food. So some of the food, if it's too hot, we might adjust it a little bit milder for the French people taste buds, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you decide on your menu?
Well, we will go for the popular dishes that Singaporeans like it very much, and also the multicultural society. So here today we have a Malay satay, we have an Indian mee goreng, we also have a Nonya dessert, which we call the chendo. And we also have this bak kut teh. It's from the Chinese culture group. So there's a mix of everything today, yeah.
So let's get down to the business of the day, food and games. I thought you might like an insider's view. With me is my girlfriend Audrey Dauvois, who is Singaporean. Audrey, what did we just eat?
Well, we had chicken rice, a real Singaporean speciality. Of steamed chicken with rice cooked in a special seasoning. So the rice, you see, is a little bit oily. It has got a nice taste to it. There's garlic. You feel this. You can taste this little bit of garlic, a little bit of ginger. So that's really Singaporean. And we had satay, of course. Satay is like the, how do you say it, brochette chicken. It comes in chicken. We can have lamb as well, and we can have it like with beef satay as well. So, and there's a dip that goes with it, which is the it's called the satay sauce. It's basically a peanut sauce.
Tell me, describe this dessert.
Well, it's caramelized. Well, syrup is a syrup that's been caramelized with coconut milk, red beans, and chendol is the jello that you find inside. It's a vegetable based jello.
Okay.
That goes with it, and it's all mixed together.
And there's a surprising ingredient.
Yeah, the red beans. Yeah. No, it's refreshing. It's a refreshing dessert, and it's Indonesian.
So this is all cooked by students from Temasek Polytechnic. How do you think they're doing?
Good, very good. I'm surprised by the standard. It's very authentic. The food is very, very good.
And who better to report on the games than kids? Our daughters Alexandra and Mathilde were with us and having a wonderful time playing a game called Five Stones. Okay, five stones. How do you play this game?
Well, as you can see, there are five stones here. We call them stones. They're filled with green beans. And, well, we are supposed to throw the beans up and catch them, like what your daughter's doing exactly. And I try not to hurt her in between, in the meantime.
She just, instead of catching the stone, just caught Alexandra's hair.
Exactly. And this is a game that we play during, like, recess. Mm-hmm. And everybody, and it goes to different levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
No! One more left. Yes.
You are very good. Look at that. So do you kind of just make up the rules as you go? I'm going to get them all in one hand, or
no? Rules. I think there are rules. Yeah, I think the rules have more or less stayed the same, but there are rules, right? Mm-hmm. Like the stones are not supposed to touch, right, each other. You have to spread the stones out. Yeah. So there are rules, exactly.
Okay.
But with my age, I think I've forgotten like all the rules. So.
Tell me what you think about this game.
Well, it's quite fun. Well, it's hard too. But yeah, I like it.
While the girls were playing Five Stones, a group of young men formed a circle and began to kick about a small round bag topped with feathers. With a bit of encouragement, Alexandra and Mathilde joined in, but they didn't quite have the success with this game that they had with Five Stones.
It's a traditionally Chinese game that dates all the way back to the Qing Dynasty, so it's very old, and it's got like weights at the bottom and feathers on top. You need to kick on it, and there are like lots of different movements that you can do. It gets really acrobatic if you're really good at that.
Uh-huh. You play it in a circle with a bunch of people.
Yeah, you do stuff like that, and then you kick to someone else, and someone would try to receive it with the head on the on the shoulder or on the legs or do like stunts with it.
And were you good at that when you were a kid?
Never.
Doesn't look like your daughter's very good at it either. Sorry, Audrey. But only because Alexandra was wearing a skirt. I'm sure she would have done much better had she been wearing jeans, of course. And now I'm going to go play chaptae. Maybe if I practice enough, I'll be able to surprise the Singaporeans. For the food, that's no problem. It's delicious and I love it. So from the banks of the Seine, we wish a fond fare thee well and a very big thank you to our friends from Singapore for spending 3 months with us and teaching us about how a country can, with joy, embrace all its citizens. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.
One, two, three, four, five, six.